Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell, I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Hey, we got a great show lined up for y'all as usual, because that's just what we do. That's how we get down. We know we was, you know, missed last week, but hey, we back and we missed y'all. We sure y'all missed us. So without any further ado, my dude, that dude, Rap Star 412, what's the deal?
Yo, it's poppin'. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? What's good? We back, baby. We back.
Okay.
Got some fire.
They out here cloudy, you know what I'm saying? Man, how you feeling today, though, dog? It's how's the weather there? That's what I need to know. How's your weather looking?
Fucked up. Raining all week. It's getting cold. You know, I'm gonna just say it like
season.
It's fucked up. Nah, it's not my season, man. It's not my season. You know, anybody who know me know I like that. You know, the blue skies, the sun, the 80, the 90, the 100 degree weather. You know, I'm in the wrong climate right now and everything like that.
You're ridiculous,
you know,
for that.
I just, you know, that's my weather, man. I hate this rain and stuff and everything like that. Bunch of crazy stuff been happening my way, you know, it's crazy, but you know, all we can do is just keep pushing forward. I'm gonna talk about that shit later, but you know, as far as the weather, it's fucked up, man. It's like sleepy weather right here. Like, you know, just curl up into a ball, drinking. Yeah, that's basically what it is, you know. Netflix and chill type weather, you know what I'm saying?
Just chill, no Netflix. I'll take it either way.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We gonna get up into these announcements so we can go ahead and you know what I'm saying, get back into that where they do that at. Let's get into these Dollhouse announcements. Royalty, what's poppin' here, dog? Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, you
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
If you're just now tuning in, you hear live. We're All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Hey, get at us, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the one, and we got you. You know what I'm saying? You hit it by mistake, hit it again, it'll take you back. But we're going to get into that. Where they do that at?
Hey, yo. People are fucked up. I'm gonna just say that people are fucked up. They just people are just fucked up in general. You know, I got two stories right there. But before I get into those stories, you know, there was a tragedy that happened yesterday actually in my city. There was a racist Caucasian man who went into the Jewish community in Pittsburgh called Squirrel Hill and went into the sacred synagogue and opened shots on people in the synagogue. Also, I think they said killing 8 people and 3 or 4 officers. It's been a crazy day. Shout out to the people. Shout out to the victims. It's been crazy, but
right.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to their families. It's like when Malcolm X said the chickens have come home to roost. So, you know, we see all of these people, all of these Trump rallies and all of these racist Caucasian folks, you see them once again showing their stupidity and their hatred and turning their hatred on other people and people that look like them. But to go off that subject a little deeper into it, I got two subjects right here. 16-year-old girl by the name of Treasure. She is an African-American 16-year-old girl. She appeared on the Dr. Phil show a day or so. And the whole story was based around her being an African-American girl who thinks that she is a Caucasian white girl. Now, before I get into her, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her backstory a little bit. Excuse me. Her mom, you know, is an African-American woman. I guess, you know, her biological father wasn't in the picture early on in her life. So her mom, I guess, either got together or remarried another man. He was Caucasian. And she grew up thinking that that was her father, which the mom didn't tell the girl that that wasn't her biological father. But that was the only father that she actually knew until the father figure passed away, and the mother decided to tell her daughter that she was not a biracial girl. She was African American with 2 African American parents. Now, her ideology of this is, for some reason, the 16-year-old girl has this ideology where that she does not want to be black. She does not want to associate with being black. She thinks, the most disrespectful thing that you can think about as far as, you know, she can identify with being black, as far as, you know, being ugly. So quote-unquote, her words, her African-Americans are ugly, untamed, uneducated. They're ghetto, you know, they're thugs. You know, basically what an ignorant, ignoramus, you know, racist would think about the, you know, the black race, which is far from the truth. And she's literally on Dr. Phil talking about how she herself does not feel that she is a African-American young girl. She thinks that she is Caucasian because she thinks that her father figure that she knew was her actual father. And she could not possibly be a part of the African-American community. If you've seen this girl kind of looked like a young Erica Alexander. She looks like Maxine from fucking Living Single. This is what she actually looks like.
Don't
she has
Maxine.
She yeah, she looked like Maxine. She looked like, to me, she looks like Maxine. She has, you know, plump lips where she says that, you know, most African Americans, they have plump lips. She feels that she don't have plump lips. She says that she's not, you know, her skin color is not dark. She says her hair does not get nappy. It's straight. She don't have the wide nose. She's basically pointing every stereotype that was said about African Americans. She kind of points that out and says, I am not that. Where do they do that at when you have a 16-year-old girl who hates herself so much that she picks out that she's not a part of who she is, when clearly you look in the mirror and she looks in the mirror and she sees a black woman or a young black woman? Where do they do that at? Like, somebody fucked up along the way. Somebody fucked
first
up.
First of all, bitch, little bitch, have you seen you? Because I saw you, and on behalf of the light-skinned part of the ethnical background of African-American, bitch, we don't want you. Can we trade? We'll take Daniel Bagot. We'll take her. Y'all can have that hoe. I saw her last, all on Dr. Phil talking about, have you seen you? Because your lips are plump. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if it's the gap that's in her teeth might be also transmitting to her fucking brain. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw that. I wanted to, have you ever seen somebody, like I felt about, I just wanted to smack the shit out of her. Like, you know, if you see in movies or somebody just walk up and smack the shit out of somebody, you want to bring them back by just smacking the shit out of them? And it's, you know what I'm saying? Did you see that footage on this bitch, Nisha? I don't give a fuck about her age, little bitch. Yeah. So
if your child
was saying something like that, what the fuck would you, do? Or what would you have said to her?
Well, I don't understand how she didn't know, you know what I'm saying? At first, she should have been explained that to her, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the beginning, it starts at home, you know what I mean? They should have probably told her that. It starts at home. Everything starts at home. If you're not telling them, then what do you expect? Shit, look how black she is. I mean, you know, come on now. She look like a black child. But you know what? Some kids are biracial and some of them are darker or lighter. You know what I'm saying? So that really, some mixed kids come out with brown and black eyes and nappy ass hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she's not.
Right here in blue string. But
she's not biracial.
Well, she didn't. We know that. I know that now, but I'm saying
that
as being a child, she didn't know no better. But her mother should have, her mother and her quote-unquote stepfather or whatever, should have told her. So growing up in a household like that, she wouldn't have knew. You know what I'm saying? She looked at herself as just being white. She was pushing out that black part. Even if she was biracial, you still got both half and half.
Look, I'm mixed myself. I'm black, Italian, and white. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you know what? She's 16. We'll let the world teach you that you're black. Get a car. Get a car and go out and go out and get pulled over. They'll teach your ass real motherfucker quick. Use a nigga. If you don't know it now, let society teach you a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let society get at you. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I don't I don't even begin to, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand how to, I just don't understand. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I was embarrassed for the black race when I saw this little girl saying all this stuff. Like, really, what do you see? What is in your mind? What is your environment has to be more than that. That you think that you just nothing about you mimics anything that may or what's the word I'm looking for? Stereotypically falls under the black community category or racial, you know what I'm saying, bias and things like that. My thing is, you have nigga lips, for lack of better words. Yeah, you got all that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have them little pencil lips, none of that. Ain't no Botox in them lips, little mama. You know what I'm saying? Do you see you? You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up because.
I honestly think like the whole thing is just a fucking joke, because the whole time while I was watching her on Dr. Phil, it just kept making me think about remember the Dave Chappelle, the old Dave Chappelle, the 2003 Dave Chappelle skit, and he had the black Ku Klux Klan member, and he's dark as fuck saying, "I hate niggers, I hate Jews, bunch of breathing a white man there." That's the whole thing that was getting to me when I was watching her. Like, the shit don't seem real. Like, you cannot tell me that you do not look in the mirror and you do not see a representation of Africa. Everything about you screams a representation of Africa, not Europeans. And Europeans will tell you. That's the funny part. They will tell you, you're not like us. You aren't us. So... Mm-hmm. It just seemed—I don't know—it just didn't seem real to me. Like everything that she was saying was just basically like it wasn't like no ideology. Like she wasn't spitting Well, I think I'm European because of X, Y, and Z, and this is the way I'm thinking. This is basically what every backwoods racist would say. Oh, you know, black people eat all the chicken. That's why I don't want to, you know, associate with black people. Or they think they can dance good, or you. I don't have weave in my hair. Meanwhile, we know you straighten the shit. We can see your roots, ma. So I don't understand where the whole shit's coming from. Like, the shit just looks off to me. Like, I don't really want to pay it that much attention, but the shit looks off to me. But to get to another story, which is kind of like this one, you know.
Wait a minute, hold up. My thing is, and let me, somebody will maybe hear this, and maybe somebody might know her, affiliate with her, be close to her. Fuck it, maybe even Dr. Phil might tell. Why you want to be on the other side of the spectrum so damn bad? Look at what while they talk so much shit about black African American men, women, whatever. They strive so much to be like us. Trip off of going to get the ass injection so they got that nigga booty. Going to get, you know, well, breast implants, because I know black women that got mosquito bites, so we ain't going to say that. But I'm saying going to get the ass injection. going to get the Botox in your lips to plump in their lips. They go and get tan, but you talk about niggas. But you go get tan. You know what I'm saying? To darken yourself up. If you're so prideful in your Aryan brotherhood, sisterhood, whatever genre you fall under, why do you try so much to get so many things that are quote unquote stereotypically affiliated with the black community? Can anybody, if it is anybody out there that want to chime in on that, feel free. We always welcome all opinions. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, they go out here, they spend all this money. These celebrities, they have all this money, and she grew up like the Kardashians. Give me one Kardashian that ain't never had a needle put or sucked or tucked or pulled or yanked or plumping that they didn't have. You know what I'm saying? They spend money to look like us.
A lot of these kids are ignorant to the fact, like, they really don't know what they're talking about. Because actually, the person that she actually compared herself to was Kim Kardashian, saying, "Oh, I got a body like Kim Kardashian. Meanwhile,
never.
Kim Kardashian don't got a body like Kim Kardashian.
Kim
real,
Kardashian.
So it's like, you know, and second of all, you know what? If this is actually true, and I hope it's not true, but I know there is some people out there that's like that flip flop and don't want to be who they are. I blame the parent. I blame both parents. I'm not sure. I don't know. They haven't mentioned the father, so I don't know if the father is deceased or not. But if he's still living, shame on you, because you didn't give that young black girl guidance and tell her who she was and who her ancestors are. We are gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
I blame her mother for doing the same thing. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say anything about interracial relationships or anything like that, but you was in an interracial relationship and you still didn't tell your daughter how important her ancestry is. That's the reason why
exactly.
She thinks like that, because she gets it from somewhere.
So
now you're on Dr.
Appeared,
Phil.
Right?
The father never appeared. They never mentioned, you know, who he is. They just said that her stepfather, who is a Caucasian man, is not her real dad. He helped raise her. He was deceased, and that's the only father that she ever known. Feels a deep connection with him because she didn't have her real father in her life, so she has a connection with him and associate everything that's good in her childhood with being white, because that was the man who stepped in and played, you know, daddy. Which I understand, but even still, at the same time, mom, what were you doing? Why wasn't you telling her, your daughter, about her black history? How come you didn't separate the two and say, no, honey, you are not biracial. No, honey, he's just a stepfather. You can celebrate his heritage if you choose, but this is where your roots is. And I blame the mother. Shame on you, on the mother, for not instilling
mm-hmm.
that in your child's life. That is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
You know where she came from. You know.
And because you didn't instill that in her,
that's the why she has the way she is right now.
And looking at her, to be honest, if he wasn't there, and it was, they just talked about the stepfather who was a Caucasian man, I don't see the mix. I just don't see it. I'm not saying it's not possible. That means her mama got some strong-ass genes, baby, because that's all nigga right there. I don't know what. I just don't see it. I don't see it. You know, I just don't. Maybe that's what she wants it to be in a perfect world, in her opinion. Maybe that's just what she wants, but I don't see it. And I just, she had no grandmother. What, to me, 16, she's not, I don't want to say, she wouldn't be a millennial. Well, she would be a millennial kid if she's 16. But I'm saying it was no other. Was she Kanye? Like, there was no other black people around to say, young lady, this is who you are. And, you know, saying be a strong woman no matter what people tell you, no matter how. They talked about Jesus, baby. They're going to talk about you, too. And they really going to talk about that gap. So I'm going to need her.
The way it sounds is she was raised around, you know, white people, period. And probably not having anything. Her mother, the way it sounds, for her not to even understand or even acknowledge the fact of telling her that this isn't her father, that's what it sounds like to me, is it's all white folks. Mother probably wasn't around none of the black people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Special. Did the special life.
It's just the way you said it. Not so special, like
she's special.
Her special. Fucking ass.
Anyway. She was special.
Hey man, that's silly. Hey, I need a smoke break after that, and we gonna jump into a smoke break real quick. I know it's 4:20 somewhere. Smoke them if you got them, man. We gonna do Griff's the one complain. Let's go, Dollhouse.
Yeah.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change. Trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. Your grandmama said he getting
This is not what I signed up for. I sold drugs and shotguns just to wind up poor. See my close friend get killed behind his love for a whore. I guess our hearts ain't built to house the people we store. So we smoke a little loud and clean the blood off the floor. Cause nowadays men are proud to say that kid ain't yours, but mine neither. And somebody gotta be the leader. Who's really winning if everybody's cheaters? Ever seen a dope fiend going through the fever? Just a ghost from my Christmas past, Ebenezer. Jeff around that corner, we running from the Reaper. I mean, Jeff around that corner and he coming with the sweeper. Cause Ted ran his mouth and said he fucked this girl Felicia. This is everyday coffee and I ain't even add the creamer. My hood is so messy, one time for Argentina. My nigga served a century and ain't responding to the subpoena.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband stomping in the face, and she don't have no family or money to get another place. I can't complain. It could always be worse than what it is, so be happy with the life you live.
I told my man, don't go believe in the word I'm. Organize your priorities, put your money in front. So if you die, greatness will be the last thing that you touch. And for your kids, opportunities, doors will never be shut. This for the future. I know everybody respect the shooter, but I admire the guy who ordered the hit and paid for the lawyer. Shit, this is bigger than the corner. I'm talking about a 600,000 split boy out in Aura. Lando, crystals on my chandelier. Where the image of a champo done? None of y'all had a sample of what I had to handle. Heroin and capsules, dope fiends that rambo and scrambled to police. Had a pissed off uncle cause I sold it to his niece. Had them hitters run up on me, try to shoot me from a jeep. Cause where I'm from, the collateral damage is never cheap.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband stomped in the face, and she don't have no family or money to get another place. I can't complain. It could always be worse than what it is, so be happy with the life you live.
Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, you heard live. We're all talking on Filth on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something you want to say. Okay, okay, okay. Okay,
okay, wait. Who was that that sung that?
His name is Griff's the One. Complain.
Oh,
good,
I like
guy.
It. I like it.
You like it?
It.
I know, right?
Yeah,
he's a good artist. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
okay.
I like his mm-hmm. joint. You know. Shout out Griffin the One. Okay. Okay. So, well, since we were, you know, had vaguely mentioned the Kardashians, this is kind of funny right here. Well, I got a few things. We're gonna start off right here real quick. But recently, Kris Jenner, it was one of her BFs. Birthday, and she gave her a controversial gift. So she told everybody that she gave her a gift certificate. She was willing to pay for her friend to get her a facelift. So she tweeted this and put this out there on social media, and they flamed her like, who the fuck are you to tell somebody, what do you do? What does that mean to you when your BF tells you, I will pay for you to get a facelift. It's on me. I'll be like, damn, bitch, we couldn't have went to dinner. What do you say? You could have bought me a Bentley. I would have took a Bentley, bitch. You talking about a facelift? You think I'm that fucked up? So people flamed her for kind of shaming her BF and saying she would pay for her to get a facelift. I don't know what the fuck made her say that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she was thinking in that moment. But, oh, okay. So, ladies first, niece, if a motherfucker say, honey, dip, I'll pay for you to get a fucking face, like your facelift. Like, you want to rearrange my face? You want to medically, you want to surgically rearrange my face? Really? What do you say?
It got to be some underlying shit about it. Maybe that motherfucker been complaining about something about themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's why Chris, you know, it's got to be something that we don't know. You know, because if it was just like a random motherfucker, somebody I know, I don't give a fuck if it was you talking about you want to give me a facelift. Like, bitch, what? How about a boob lift or something like that? You know, we know these motherfuckers hang low. You know what I'm saying? But you telling me to pick my face up? Like, bitch, my chin dragging on the floor. Bitch, what? My face and my titties dragging together. Come on now. Damn, that's
Everybody was like, what? Everybody thought she was like cold, cruel. Like, what will possess you to tell a motherfucker, like, I'll pay to have somebody rearrange your face? Rap star. If a motherfucker, yo, homeboy was like, hey, bro, anybody just said, you know, let's say your boo came to you and was like, babe, I'm going to pay for you to get some extensions on the southern region. What would you say? Like, what would be your reaction? Like, damn. If a motherfucker came to you and said, I'm going to pay for you to get dick, like some more, like, not selling short, because I don't know. STL don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, this is hypothetical. What would you say to a motherfucker that came to you on some shit like that? What the fuck would you say?
I would have been like, what the fuck am I fucking, a black hole or what? Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, who the fuck you think you're talking to like that? Hey, I was like, who the fuck you think you're talking to like that, yo? Like, nah,
that's like a black hole.
Nah. That's some bullshit, man. That's some legit bullshit. Nah, nigga. I ain't gonna let that slide. I'm not gonna let that slide.
She'd be like, babe, I love you.
What love got to do with it? Ain't got shit to do with that one in here. None of that bullshit you talking about.
She said she's trying to help you with your shortcomings.
I'll tell you shortcomings, man. I'm 5'4". If you want to help me, get me a stool, motherfucker. That's how you help my shortcomings, man. Buy me a stool for Christmas so I can reach the fucking top of the refrigerator. That's how you help, motherfucker. Coming in with that bullshit. Hey, who the fuck you think you talking to like that? What? Oh, hell no. But you know what? I agree with Niecy. That conversation must have been had before for her to say, I'm going to get her a facelift, because ain't no motherfucking going to tell you, I'm going to get you a facelift. Why you be like, yo, out of all the things you can buy me, you going to buy me a facelift? Like, that's the biggest diss ever. I would expect that from Ja Rule and 50 Cent to say something like that. Like, that's some crazy shit to say. But, you know, I think that was a conversation that they had privately, and that's probably what she wanted, what she probably wanted, a facelift and everything. And they're so expensive. I don't know how much they are, but, you know, they're expensive as fuck. And Chris is bored. She ain't doing that with her money, so she could spend shit like that. She probably got a coupon to one of the motherfuckers. So, you know.
She got freaking flyer miles, I'm sure.
She got a coupon. She got a buy one, get a lip free or some shit like that. She got one of them 50% off motherfuckers in that, so she can afford to do that shit. But that was probably a conversation they had before and everything like that. I wouldn't take it as that serious. You know, it is a funny situation and everything, but I wouldn't take it that serious, man. That's funny.
Yeah, but if you want to keep your friends, you might not want to, you know what I'm saying? It was a very I don't know where her mind was at with that, but it was very insulting, and people, you know, kind of, you know, lit her up on social media about, you know, saying something like that, you know, shaming. I'm not sure if he was intentionally trying to shame her. I don't even know if they're BS anymore, because after that, I would have been like, I don't think I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? So I have no idea, and I don't know where that came from. But anyway. Anyway, that's some crazy shit. Real quick, cause I can't stand this B&B. I ain't gonna even lie. But actually, I said something on social media in regards recently with Wendy Williams. I mean, she's such that broad. She needs to just go back to the drawing board. We messy, but that she a whole type of dumb. Super pseudo ass retarded messy. I don't get it. There was a she went in on this gentleman. His name is Christian Bell. And she kind of set him out there. He had sent on social media. He had put some things out there, and she, like, when she was recently doing a show, she set him out there about a medical illness, and I felt like that was kind of, well, it was really fucked up. And my tweet basically was, bitch, I don't think that HIPAA will be happy with you setting that man's medical illness out on national TV like that. I know this dude didn't tell me. I frankly, I really don't want to repeat it, but actually it's already out there to a national audience. But he, you know, suffers from a illness, you know, that could go either way. And no, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say it because it's already out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing anything that millions of people haven't seen or heard. But since it's out there, you know, that she had put out there that he, you know, had MS. And I was listening to the story, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what the fuck does any of that have to do with this situation or him doing anything to anyone? What the fuck would, I hope that he sues the shit out of her. I hope he gets millions and millions of dollars from her for doing that, because this is Drake, like, he's a BF to Drake. Like, him and Drake is, like, real close. So she was really doing a story about Drake and, you know, their friendship, and, you know, it got, some things got kind of messy. But my thing was, who the fuck are you, put somebody's, something of that magnitude, like, even with the whole Pooch Hall thing, and not Pooch Hall, let me take that back, I recant that, with the whole thing about Usher. This was like a national thing. You had women who, you know, were suing him for, you know what I'm saying, the whole STD, you know, herpes, yada, yada, yada. But this man, this dude ain't been in no, it was really offensive, because it's like, what do you gain from putting that man's medical, that's why they have HIPAA for a fucking reason, is to protect people's information from the public. Like, that was, I thought it was just in such bad taste. I mean, she's always in bad taste, if you ask me, but it's just like, what the fuck? Like, you had no authority to do something like that. Like, people don't know this about this man. And how do you know that they want anyone to know something of that magnitude about his life? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, who are you to, like, set that dude out there like that? And I was like, that's some fucked up shit. I really wish she could have said something crazy about me, because I would love to get a bag like that. I would love to get a bag like that, because she was just so out of pocket. Okay, Niecy, you have your you know, say your celebrity status. So my thing is, if somebody knew something personal to you, me and you, we talk. But anything that we talk, it's between us. Me and Rap Star 412, and we yakking it up, we chopping it up between us. It don't go no further than that. If somebody said something out there about you, about something that you told or said or was heard in a private setting, how would you feel about that? How would you feel about that? What would be your reaction to that?
Me myself, I'd be mad than a motherfucker. But because she got a little paper back there, I'm coming to get it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming to get it.
You're damn right. You're damn right. I want all that. Listen, I'm going for the max. A motherfucker don't know. I don't mind going to court. What?
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying
right.
to get a
My
bag.
My attorney's
on shit. I be telling him in a heartbeat at my job, don't let it fall on me. Don't let me get hurt. I'm fuck that man who owned this whole motherfucker. I'm coming to get it, bitch. I ain't stopping. I'm going for the fucking gusto. Anybody that know me know I want the whole. I'm always saying, where the bag at? That's
yep.
my favorite word. Where the bag at? Chasing that bag. I'm chasing that bitch when I'm asleep. Shit, can't hardly breathe, can't walk. I'll be leaned over, bent over, fucked up. I'm chasing a bag. That bitch stupid. I hope he get it. I hope he get it, too.
I hope
we
he get it, too. Because I was like, you might be on a good accord with Drake. But my thing is, even if you felt like that situation was fucked up and you got a little, you know what I'm saying, a little birdie told you something in your ear, you can't sit people out there on, you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck HIPAA is for. It protects people's rights to shit like that. And I hope.
Levels to things that you do. I understand that it's her job to get to the nitty gritty, you know what I'm saying, and be messy or whatever, but there are also levels. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to things, and that's something that you don't, you know what I mean? You know, your health. If he didn't put it out there, bitch, what you putting it out there for?
Right. That was my point. I'm like, did she just really do dudes like that? You know what I'm saying? Like Rapstar, do you think it once you in the limelight? Because if you get signed up today or tomorrow, and you out there in the limelight, you know people are gonna want to find out. You know what I'm saying, things about you, your life. They're gonna want to troll and things like that. What if somebody set you out on some shit? What would be your reaction to that?
I mean, I don't know, because I'm a little different because, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, I never gave a fuck what anybody, you know, thought about me, regardless of anything, you know. So once I get into the public light and somebody want to say something and everything like that, I'm a little indifferent because I kind of ignore them because I expect, that's what I expect from people. You know, I expect the worst. You know, people, there's some people who expect the best out of people, and when they do, they mainly get disappointed. And I'm not saying all the time, but mainly they get disappointed because people show the real colors, the real true colors, and the things that you thought about a person end up the opposite. So I end up thinking the complete opposite until somebody shows me the better side of things. So when I go into something, I always think of it as I'm going into a fucked up until somebody shows me otherwise. So if somebody decides to get some information on me and everything like that, and it's true, you know, I mean, there's nothing I can do. Be like, yeah, okay, it is what it is, but I still don't give a fuck about what you think about me. Never have, never did, never will. So, you know, that's just, you know, something that I hold, you know, to my own. There's people who's different. There's people who do feel indifferent, people who be like, well, I do care about what people think about me, or I don't want this, I don't want that. When you're in a public light, you really don't have that option of privacy all like that. There's certain things that you do, but there, you know, when you're in a private act, you know, everybody's watching you, you know. R. Kelly can't take a piss without somebody trying to be in front of it and people taking a camera of it. So it's like, you know, you know, that's just how it is when you're in the limelight. So, but, you know, I just, that's her job. She always been like that. You can't expect nothing. You can't really be surprised about a person like Wendy Williams because, you know, that's all she do. If she was to do some shit like to me, all I got to do is go to YouTube and watch her mini stroke that she had on her show. That's all.
I know that was a goddamn thing that took a sniff. That bitch had took something. About that shit.
That shit was the funniest thing I ever seen in my fucking life, yo. When she had that mini stroke, I was like, yo, she looked like she was doing a hokey pokey.
Talking about she was hot. Talking about she was hot. But
nah,
eyeballs rolling up in her head and shit. That bitch was hot.
Yeah. Your whole immune system just shut down for like 5 minutes.
I thought she called a roofie. I was like, damn, was Bill back there with you or something? No, just play. Let me quit playing. Anyway, hey man, but anyway, I hope that's that man's medical information, and whether he's beefing with Drake or they got a whole thing going on right now, or you know what I'm saying, that's that man's medical information. It's not like he was walking at his own free will into like a plastic surgery place. That's public knowledge because people see you. Unless your plastic surgeon is coming to your home to do some work at the crib and you got it like that. Like Chris, all them, they probably don't even go to the office. They probably have him or her come over and they probably got a room in the back to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes, we in, we out. But you know what I'm saying? I hope if he trip off what she did, he get that bag. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, we're going to get into a real quick break, and we're going to come back, and everybody want to know what Honey Dip thinking. We're going to come back real quick, get into them Honey Dip thoughts right fast. Let's do that Lone Star J. They mad. Let's get it. Lone Star J.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat a freezer, nigga. It's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, that was that Lone Star J. They mad. You right here at the House Radio. We, Honey Dip Thoughts. Honey Dip. What's going on? Let the people know, man. You know they want to know. So let them know.
Yeah, my life's been, I've been having, my life's been in such an up and down.
Oh, my
this past
life,
week.
I've been fighting.
Real. It's been an up and down this past week. Last week, somebody asked me to go out. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm happy. I'm not really ready for the date dating. Like, I ain't looking for no man. Ain't none of that shit going on unless he got that real bag. You know what I'm saying? Call me what you want to call me. Listen, if I like him and I'm going to be with him, that's different. If he got that bag. Trust me, this is my choice. I don't care what anyone says, but I can't be in a serious long-term relationship with somebody who isn't already, you know, pursuing a serious type of career. And I ain't talking about he picking bottles. That's not a career for me. You know what I'm saying? He out there picking bottles up off the street. You don't stand a chance. But going out, have a drink, sit down, talk, friend level, friendship. You know what I'm saying? Just being people or whatever. So I asked, somebody asked me, DM me. Now, I guess the man must have thought that I don't put two and two together. I had previously, like a couple days, maybe a day or two before this, put on Facebook that I want to go on a date, go to the movies and go to dinner or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to do it. I can take my motherfucker. No, I said, yep, exactly. No strings attached, which means you ain't getting no pussy just because we went to go to the movies, motherfucker. We go hang. We chilling. You know what I'm saying? I want to go out on a date. And I wasn't even being choosy, whether it be a man or a woman or a midget. Shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. It wasn't about that. It was just like, let me just chill with somebody new. You know what I'm saying? Let me give it the benefit of the doubt. So this motherfucker, I hope he's listening. I would wish, would you please call in, motherfucker, since you blocked me. The motherfucker went over to my Instagram because, see, for people on my Instagram, it's a little more Twitter and Instagram is a little more, you can get, I pay more attention. I can see more deeply into it. You know what I'm saying? When you DM or whatever, you know, you have the spam part of your DMs or whatever. So obviously he was already following me. You know what I mean? And I had already accepted the DM. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So he could talk to me. So he just out the blue was like, are you in Buffalo? Are you from Buffalo? And then I'm like, I kept looking at it for like 2-3 days. And I'm like, let me fight this. I'm going to say, yeah. And then he says, well, are you in Buffalo? I'm like, yes, I am in Buffalo. Why? You know what I'm saying? Why? What's the problem? So then he's like, I was just asking, I'm from Buffalo too, and I'm here in Buffalo, been here all my life. I was like, oh, okay, that's nice, you know, and I left it alone. The following day, I get this book about a book, like I said, about would I like to go on a date? He doesn't want to waste my time. He was just wondering if I would like to go on a date. So I'm like, go on a date. So then I'm like, oh, he got no strings attached. You know, everything was word for word. It was just kind of strange. But okay, I ain't going to let him know that, nigga, I know you on a Facebook, which is fine because most people follow me from one page to another. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. I want you to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, because what you don't see on Facebook, you damn sure going to see on something else. So you need to follow me on all social media. So I'm thinking, okay, you know what I'm saying? He sound like a cool dude or whatever. So after I asked him, well, what you mean a date? Because I need to know what you mean and what your expectations is. You know what I'm saying? What's your expectations of me? So something tells me to go check his motherfucking Instagram. I'm an investigator if they don't know by now. Like, I'm a detective, bitch. I need to know everything. You know, I need to know everything. So I go check his fucking Instagram. He's a blogger. Some type of a beginner type of blogger. You know, but he's been beginning for a long time, it looks like, for a very long time. You know, I don't know if he has a YouTube. I didn't even bother getting that far. But I do see that he watches a lot of reality TV, like me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't blog about it. You know, I might have a conversation with one person or another about it, but he blogs about it. You know, and a blogger, you know, they're telling about what's going on or whatever. So I was thinking to myself that maybe he's trying to step his game up because at the end of the day, I do, even though I live a regular life, when I'm at work, you wouldn't even know that I was Niecy Honeydip at work because I don't dress the part, I don't play the part. Work is work, and I handle it such as. Just like when I have to be in Niecy Honeydip, you know, mode, I handle that such as. When I'm with my family, I'm mommy, I'm sister, I'm daughter, you know what I'm saying, such as. There's a time to time not for things. So by me checking at him asking me to go out on this damn date or whatever, and we narrow it down. I'm, where we going? What we doing? You know, I need all the information up front. And he was like, girl, I just don't. It ain't nothing like that. I don't want nothing from you. I just want to take you out. You know, you're pretty. I think you're pretty, and I just want to take you out. And I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now you sucking up. Okay, so you get a little brownie points for that. So I'm like, okay, fine, but I'm telling him I can't go. He's telling me he wants to go out on a Tuesday. Well, I can't go when I get off of work because you will never catch me looking beat the fuck down, and I know you a blogger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll never take a picture of me in work attire, you know what I'm saying, and put it out there like that. You'll never do that. You would never know. First of all, motherfucker can't even see the. You can see all my piercings, but what you can't see at work is this eyebrow piercing. I keep it covered. I don't wear any makeup whatsoever to fucking work. You don't even see my hair at all at work, except for the neck. You know, your neckline. I disguise myself because it is what it is, and I don't want to lose the little piece of job. I like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I like the motherfucker, but some of the people are cool. You know what I'm saying?
Pays the bills.
So, Exactly. It helps. Everything helps. Any and everything helps. You know what I'm saying, these days. So I'm like, you're not going to catch me like that. You know, I got to be prepared. I'm not telling him this, but, you know, I'm a woman, so I'm thinking this. So I'm telling him I'm available on the weekend. He got an excuse. He want to go, you know, he going to get the attitude, and he's been getting smart periodically. Now, anybody who knows, you can't say just any fucking thing you want to say to me. You just cannot. That is, I don't stand for that. I'm not going to sit here and sit back and let a motherfucker, especially a motherfucker I don't even know, just straight out disrespect me, and you want me to go some fucking where with you. Because I see, if you know me, you know I like to fight. You know I get into that type of lifestyle. I like it like that. You know what I'm saying? I beat a smack the fucking cold shit out your ass. You know what I mean? And listen, you done paid to go to the movies here and there, and you be sitting up in that bitch by yourself while I go to the bathroom. And I'll keep it fucking pushing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving him the benefit of the fucking doubt. And I'm still not getting with him, but he can consistently keep on getting smart. You know what I'm saying? How do you think that I'm going somewhere with you and you getting smart? I'm thinking to myself, maybe this motherfucker having a bad day. Or is he that desperate, like he's really excited about the fact of me going with him? So, but obviously, again, you follow me from one social media to the other, so you know I don't play this kind of talking to me like this. So he wanted to go at 3 o'clock today. 3 o'clock, tell me, he's not, I mean, not 3 o'clock, 1:20 today. First he said on Saturday at 3, it was a show that started at 3:30 and one that started at 4:30. So I'm like, well, motherfucking Saturday, why are we going so early? You know, little, I didn't know that he had some, he said he'd be busy after 7. Okay, fine, let's do Sunday. Now, I love the radio show and all of that, but I was like telling him, well, I do a show from 7 to 8 on Sunday for me, supposedly. Well, let's go at 1:20. Since we're going to the show at lunchtime, motherfucker, my schedule, I don't even wake up. You know what I'm saying? Unless I got some business to take care of, something that's involving some fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like when I say, I got up at 11:45 and I sent him a message and a DM letting him know, well, you know, 1:20 is just not gonna, it's not gonna cut it for me. I haven't been feeling good all night. So, you know, late last night, wee hours, I started feeling sick. So I couldn't, I barely sleep. So the little sleep that I normally do, I wasn't getting that. I wasn't feeling good. So I can't make that. But if you want to do it a little bit later, we can do that. This motherfucker come back with a motherfucking text, bitch. This, if I had asked, told you I want to pay for some motherfucking pussy, bitch, you would have motherfucking showed up then. What?
Wait, what?
First off, motherfucker, you got me fucked up. First off, right. I don't fuck everybody. I don't. Again, the misconception of a bitch who do porn. Now, don't get it twisted. If that bag is what I like and I like you, or you talking some type of sense, I might bite it. I'm not going to say I'm not. But let's not get it fucked up. I've been known to say no to a lot of motherfuckers who got that bag. It's my choice of what the fuck I decide to do with this pussy. And for me to go with you to go get some money, bitch, I don't have to do that. The money can come to me. You understand what I'm saying? Bitch, you right here in this fucking city. You know, and second of all, don't call me no bitch, motherfucker. If you didn't know by now, everybody know Miss Bitch. I earned that bitch.
HBIC.
Now you couldn't hear it. Now you're going to hear it. You're going to know why they call me a bitch. You know, and it's like, damn, I want to go on a date, but I'm not going to lie. Be respectable. You know what I'm saying? I have a life also. And I don't have to jump when you motherfuckers tell me to. Because I don't do shit that another motherfucker tell me to. That's why I went upstate, because I don't follow fucking rules. You understand what I'm saying? I do things the way I feel fit and the way I want to do it. But so for you to fucking try to make me feel less than or something, or think you're making me feel less than, and then get mad, like I said, when you called me a bitch, I told him to capitalize me. By the time I got done cussing that motherfucker the fuck out and giving him the honey dip, the real Niecy honey dip, that bitch blocked me. That bitch blocked
me. So he ran
so
like a bitch. And he did bitch shit and blocked you.
Because I was not getting smart with him. I'm telling you, that was number 4. This week, 4 times you done sent me some fucked up crazy shit. But then when you scream bitch and you ain't putting this in front of it, are you kidding me? And then on top of it, you shouldn't even be talking to me that way anyway. If we
couldn't do it this week and we had to wait for the week after next week or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, and why you want to go before 6? We're going to see a scary show. Bitch, we ain't going to see the cartoon.
It's $10.
Exactly. Motherfucker, you
then I told him that. I said, you think that I'm stupid and I'm,
he,
you know what I mean? I let a motherfucker
hang
himself. He only had $20. He only had, no, he had 25. He had 10 for you, 10 for
well,
him, and 5 for some snacks.
Go somewhere with me, first of all. And why we ain't going to have lunch? You can't even buy a bitch a sandwich first. Like, come on, we ain't friends. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make an impression on me, obviously. You going this goddamn higher, now you upset because I wasn't ready. The first movie you wanted to see, obviously you went with someone else or you went by yourself. Because initially started with some one of the comedy movies or whatever that's just coming out. He wants to go see that. Okay, fine. That's fine. Fine. I want to see it too. You know what I'm saying? So he told me he already seen it. So then he asked me about Halloween. I want to see that too. I love scary movies. You know what I'm saying? Sure, we could do it. But why the fuck we going at lunchtime? You know what I'm saying?
Because he didn't want to have to buy your ass.
He don't
want
to spend that extra $2.
$25. I'm giving you the truth. This is the map. $25 map. $10, $10, $5. You can get a whole. You can get some popcorn with the $5. $10 for you, $10 for him, $5 for popcorn.
Look, and then I was thinking all types of shit like shit. If he buy a pop, I know he don't think we sharing it because bitch, I ain't swapping spit with you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not walking away to leave the pop because he might put something in it. Just he looked like some type of mass murderer or something. But bitch, I'm about that life too. You can get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take my cup to the bathroom with me. I don't even want to leave the popcorn because I'm scared you're gonna sprinkle something on mine. I don't know what to think. I ain't used to this shit. I trust nobody. There's very few people, and they're barely on one hand that I actually trust. Come on now. You got to be fucked up. You cheap, low down, Jeffrey Dahmer looking motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
Well, you, he's
fucking
it up for everybody
else. Man. He's not a Caucasian man. He's a black man who thinks he's a Caucasian man. Let's put it like that.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
like,
he's a coon.
Maybe he old girl daddy.
He's a coon.
Maybe he that girl daddy.
I don't fucking
know. That's probably
he might be a Caucasian man. He might be that girl daddy.
That's probably
you know,
it.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Probably it.
We just cracked the whole case.
This motherfucker crazy as hell. Like, you can't come at me like that, though. If I want to start going out on little dates and, you know what I'm saying, and chilling and stuff, but, nigga, you do have to remember that you're taking me in public. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm on your fucking arm, first of all, which is very few motherfucking men get a chance or women get a chance to have me on their arm. So that right there, you should be appreciative that I even said yes. You know, that I was even going to, you know what I'm saying, come out and do anything with you, even though we're going as friends. Don't get it fucked up. I told a motherfucker ain't like you the last motherfucking man on goddamn earth. Never get it twisted.
Hey, I'm y'all already know. Don't get her started. But look, it's about that time, man. We wind it down. We gotta get on up out of her. Don't fuck it up for everybody, cause it's something out there for you, honey. Gil. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that dude, he might be old girl daddy. You know what I'm saying? I think we just cracked that shit wide.
I ain't looking for what you mean something out there for me. I ain't looking for no man. I'm just looking to chill, get to know people. New people, what? You know what I'm saying? But you motherfuckers can't be talking, think you taking me somewhere with you, and all you got is bus fare. Like, what we gonna do? Where we gonna go? Get it together. Get that bag up first and ask a bitch, let's go out. Let's go to dinner and a movie. How about that one? The fuck?
Well, how they gonna get at you, honey dip? When they figure it out, how they gonna get at you so they can slide in the DM? Tell them how to reach out and touch you, man. Come on.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm on everything. Or you can email NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. If you come at me with that dumb shit, you know what? I'm straight blocking emails and blocking your motherfucking asses. I'm not fucking playing with you. No, I don't need to send you my phone number so we can exchange shit. You don't need to exchange shit. I'm Googleable, goddammit. You don't need none of that. If you're trying to book me for an event or anything pertaining to that or a paid shoot,
You can book me at ralph_terry@hotmail.com. And I love all my fans.
All the fans.
Yeah. She boy rap star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection in Hip Hop. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. You can also hit me up on Instagram, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. It's going down.
Yeah, hey, we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel, Dalhouse Radio, right here. I'll Talk No Filter, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Until then, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all for joining us today, and we appreciate you. Go listen on demand. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tune on in. We here next week. We see y'all. We out. Let's go. Raphael, Midnight.
Yeah.
Because my relevant participation, they are so baffled. My entry to music has caused a worldwide meditation. Got folks in their feelings like words in these verses were made to be their dedication. It's possible I have a short switch inherited because I'm young and I'm Haitian. I want my Grammy right now. I'ma mask up and go since we talking about lacking of patience. Yeah, niggas take trips to strip clubs for relaxing while I be on stripper vacations. Hard work be talent. If talent don't work, I'm the shit and no fuck consistent punctuation. I'm finally booting up for you, I'm back and so sorry for keeping you waiting. I know the fact I've been missing seems more like me just misbehaving. Sometimes when I'm done painting pictures, I lose time and awe of my great creations. For some reason lately, Mary and Henny have become the method of choice when it comes to sedation. She know I will always love her, but I'm focused on me, I'm never mistaken. Your first impression of me, but I've been putting work since rap was in the basement. Trying to be a better man, good man, opposite of the nigga that raised me. Rough growing up, now nothing fazed me. These niggas angry, cause they don't see no evidence of them for them to say that they made me. I been could've killed you artists, I was just being lazy. My palms have been itching like crazy. I'm about to have your wife dirty dancing for me just like Swayze. Blunt is roll, so get the fire up. She riding with the front tire up. I won't cuddle, I won't lie to her. If you cold and get your iron up, don't care if you turn them sirens up. If I'm wrong or if I'm right, don't read me my rights, that is not enough. Nope, no, that is not enough. And her name was Justice. She loved black dudes, said she fucked a lot of us. But she only bail when it's time to post bail. She would keep you in jail with a lot of us. Ask me who I'm texting. Don't you need a warrant for that? Matter of fact, I won't answer those questions. It ain't elections, bitch, stop guessing. Don't fuck with hoes because they messy. Sexy but ain't worth the stressing. The girls I like be low-key with it. Got IG but you'll never get it. She capable of changing weather. She stacking up cause change is better. The ones I hit, she'll never hit her. That's mainly cause my aim is better.
I'll talk to the filter, Dalhouse Radio.